Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.
Now, it's a Monday evening, and that means we shine a light on an entrepreneur who is building a business and maybe trying to fix broken systems. And today, we're going to meet a person who wants to end the cycle of mid-month financial panic for South Africans. Boy, we know exactly what that is, don't we? Raisa Gabriels is the co-founder and chief executive officer of an enterprise called Level Finance. As I understand it, it's a fintech platform offering earned wage access to help employees avoid debt traps, bounce back from emergencies, and build something of a degree of financial resilience. But here's my question. Can this model really scale without it just becoming payday lending 2.0? So Raisa, welcome. Good evening. Thank you very much for talking to us. As I say, every Monday, we talk about someone who has founded a business. What personal or professional moment made you realize that this business needed to exist?
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Jeremy. So there was a couple of trigger events in my lifetime. And I think that, you know, one of the major ones was I was working for a massive corporate organization. They had all the employee benefits. And what I found was while I was working, I just paid up my car. I was in conference in Las Vegas. And while I was in conference, my car got stolen just after I paid it up and got out of debt. And I had no plan of refinancing a car. I was working towards some sort of financial freedom. And I went to my organization at the time and asked them, you know, there was money that was locked up in the system, shares that was about to vest. And, you know, requested that I do an early sell on some of my shares so that I could get access to some liquidity. And the answer was a no. And it got me thinking, you know, what do employees do when they can't go to the organization or they don't want to finance and go to back into, you know, getting into debt? What access do they have? What solutions do they have? And besides that, you know, I had a domestic worker who was borrowing money from a loan shark. And he confiscated her ID and, you know, she had to flee her home. So those two trigger the events, you know, got me into thinking, you know, what do we need to, what there must be ways in which we can solve these great challenges for employees, individuals like me who don't want to get into debt, and then people who don't have access to alternative and cheaper credit.
So Raisa, simply put then, how does the platform work if a person finds themselves in some degree of difficulty?
So basically, because we are B2B2C, we sign up the employer and then the employees would have access to our services. We look at, you know, access to 25% of their net income prior to payday. They have to have worked those days in order to be able to access that money and that funding. And then we also paired up with two other products. So, you know, besides financial education, if we see that employees are significantly in debt, after 3 months of using the service, we would push them into either taking a portion of the earned wage access into getting out of debt, or alternatively getting in towards the ability to start building an emergency fund and saving.
By signing over some access, your entire platform, though, if I'm hearing you correctly, is also predicated on a level of trust between yourself and the person you've signed up.
Absolutely.
How do you guarantee that?
So because we partner with the employer, you know, employees, when they log onto the platform and they sign up, we have security checks. So basically in the background, it will verify the employee's data and information. And once they agree to the terms and conditions, they will then be able to access that particular, you know, access 25% of their net income. So there is verifications that happen in the background. And because we partner with the employers, they also make sure that they vet us specifically, you know, making sure that we are credible and that we can provide the service to these employees and protect their information.
Raisa, I'd suggest to you that entrepreneurship, not only in South Africa, but anywhere, is not for the faint-hearted. So what has been the hardest part of building Level Finance and what has kept you going?
It's been a significant challenge, you know, for me in particular, you know, being the only female in the industry in South Africa and coming from corporate and starting out so late in my life, you know, there was a lot of things that I had to unlearn and relearn. And what we found has been working for us is really about the partners that we're working with and the distribution channels. So we've been finding that, you know, going, you know, besides our own business development, working with distribution partners, you know, that can help grow and scale our business is what we have been focusing on. And it's, you know, it comes with its own sets of challenges because sometimes, you know, these distribution channels, especially when it's a corporate environment, you know, the sales cycles takes much longer, but we have found that, you know, that has been the best go-to-market in terms of not only our product, but in terms of getting our product into as many users that we potentially can help.
So employers are part of the process, in other words, your distribution partners, but what's the business case for them, Raisa, beyond the optics? Why should they worry or care about on-demand pay?
Yeah. You know, employers, I mean, if we look at, you know, the kind of benefits that employers do offer to their staff, when an employee is in a financial pickle or they're in severe debt and it impacts their productivity and they stay off from work because they're sick or they need to go and look for credit or access credit to solve a particular problem. You know, what employers traditionally do is they would send the employee for financial counseling. That is not going to solve the problem. So the way we partner with employers is we do anonymize the data for employees, but we focus on getting the employee into a better financial state. So like I said, not only in terms of access money, in terms of spending, making sure that we help employees with either getting out of debt and building out some of the emergency funds, etc., and also just the financial coaching and the education that we do. So you know, the incentive for employers in terms of providing our services is that it brings some sort of relief to the employee that they have someone, that a place that they can go to when they're in their financial pickle right now. They can access a portion of that income immediately, and it's guaranteed that they, you know, they just have this flexibility of not worrying about where do I get this money from? Do I go to a loan shark? Do I go for unsecured lending? Where do I access? Do I need to increase my overdraft facility? So yeah, that's how we partner with employers.
Just a final question, and let me loop back to the entrepreneurship journey. What's the biggest mistake you've made in this process, or the biggest lesson that you've learned, or both?
You know, gosh, I mean, I think there's just so many mistakes and lessons that you learn as an entrepreneur on this journey. I think for me, you know, it was assuming that with earned wage access, that, you know, bringing a new product into the market and being the first to provide the, you know, earned wage access, that a lot of employees would jump on this. There was a lot of education. There was a lot of, you know, education that we had to do. And our competitors did help with that in terms of driving that awareness and that, you know, that education. But I think that for us, it was, you know, making the assumption that, you know, employees would buy into the solution very quickly and they would see the value of it. And we found that, you know, it was a really, really, really slow adoption. In fact, we found that SMEs and smaller companies, because they related to the problem, staff would always come to them. They were the early adopters. We find that only corporates are much later to the party. So like, you know, not focusing on the bigger fish, but going and targeting smaller, medium enterprises that related to the problem that you were solving a big burden for, you know, is something I wish I learned very much earlier on, in terms of being able to get our product to market and to into the hands of many employees, as many employees.
Thank you so much for talking to me tonight. That's Raisa Gabriels, the co-founder, chief executive officer of an entity called Level Finance. I appreciate your time tonight.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.